Hey there, welcome to episode one of the Simple Life Works podcast. In a few minutes, you'll get to hear me talk about what this thing is, why I've started it, and where I hope to go from here. I appreciate you checking it out. Before we get into the rest of this episode, just want to call out an event. If you live in the Northwest Arkansas area, Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, or Fayetteville, I'm teaching a workshop called Minimalism 101, the Essential Getting Started Guide for Getting By with Less. That's going to be on March 28th at the iMindful Studio in Bentonville. It's in the evening, 6-ish, 6:30. Sorry, I don't remember the exact time. But you can get more information by going to imindfulnwa.com. That's imindfulnwa.com/special-events-and-workshops. You can also just go to the main iMindful NWA website and click on events and then special events and workshops from there. Sign up. It's only $50. It's going to give you a primer in what minimalism is with some quick and easy tips for getting started on that journey yourself. So with that, I will leave you with me and my thoughts on minimalism for getting started in this podcast. And please contact me with any feedback you have on things you like, things you don't like, things you would like to hear in this podcast or on or in the newsletter at simplelifeworks.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get to it. This is Simple Life Works, a weekly podcast where we discuss ways to minimize stress and anxiety through simplification and a reduction of the physical and mental clutter we all feel in our lives. My name is Brad Lawless. Each week, I'll bring you real stories from people doing good, simple works that improve their lives, meaningfully connect with others, and contribute to their communities. Working together, I know we can change the world one simple act at a time. Let's get started. They say when you launch a new podcast, you should have three episodes to go in the feed. So there's plenty of stuff for people to see and they get a feel for what you're going to talk about. So this is episode one. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, my story, why I'm here, why I hope you'll stick around. I'm also publishing episodes two and three along with this. Episode two is an interview with my good friend Amy Robinson, the founder of Tribe of Women, a group dedicated to creating more equitable opportunities for women in society and in the workplace, and promoting the good men who help out in that goal. Episode three is an interview with Summer Davis, who is a freelance writer and a blogger at dirtyfloordiaries.com. And she is going into a year of no spending. Cutting back, minimizing on her spending. And we talked a little bit about that, kind of what she hopes to achieve with it. So why am I here? I have tried to be a minimalist for a very long time. You know, back in 2008, 2009, I was going through some tough times. Had to file bankruptcy due to some losses in a business. Joined a startup company because that's something I'd always wanted to do. Sexy little, you know, work in social media, internet. Felt like I'd missed the dot-com boom in the late 1990s. Wanted to experience what that was like. And it was, you know, got a lot of great experience from it. It was also very stressful, you know, when you're working all the time. It's hard to have balance. I started looking for balance by, checking into originally some Buddhist philosophy, but then, you know, kind of distilling that and finding people who had distilled it into something called minimalism. And this is not a religious or a spiritual podcast. Some things are borrowed from Buddhism, but I found some writers like Leo Babota. Particularly, he was the first person I read who kind of turned me on to this thing called minimalism, who started talking about reducing the non-essential in your life. And that can be anything. There's no one flavor of minimalist. It's whatever is most important to you. But the idea is you get rid of the non-essential things that you have, clutter, physical things. But then also start to consider other types of clutter. We have mental clutter, things that are occupying our thoughts, getting in the way of focus and attention. We have distractions in the form of, oh, so many distractions. We have social media. We have movies and TV and even podcasts. I remember I was an early cord cutter, got rid of my cable TV probably 10 years ago now, went internet only. It was great. I could choose exactly what I wanted to watch. I just did, you know, watch a Netflix show at a time. And there was focus because there wasn't as much choice. Well, now you have things like the Sling TV service. YouTube has started a streaming network service. There's a thing called DirecTV Now. Basically, it's just cable TV through the internet. So I still have choice. I can still choose what to focus on. But there's a lot more opportunity for distraction. So, studied about minimalism for a long time. Didn't practice it as much as I would like. I think that's a condition that afflicts most of us. And in the last year or so, I realized that not only did I need to refocus on it for my own health and well-being, but I see minimalism, and my particular take on it is simplification, hence the name Simple Life Works. I see simplification as something that's essential for the health of our communities. It's no secret. Most of us, we've had a really rough couple of years in our country. Some groups have had a rougher time for a lot longer than that. But at least politically, we've all stopped talking. Let's just be real about that. We're very, very divided, and we've stopped listening. And when we stop trying to understand people who are different from us, it just reinforces those stereotypes, and really things just keep getting more divided as opposed to coming together. And I hear a lot of rhetoric, a lot of talk about we're going to unite people. And unless you try to understand people who are different from you, there's no way you can unite anything. I think simplification is a way to achieve that. When we simplify our lives, when we reduce that distraction, well, it allows us to pay more attention to people. And we start by paying more attention to our family members, give them the love and support they need. But then we also start showing some of that love and support to our community. And not just people in our community who are like us, but people in our community who are different from us. Because a community is everyone who lives in that community. And that can be our town that we live in. It can be our state that we live in. And it can be our country as a whole. So I decided to start a podcast and start talking about that. I guess you could call it actionable minimalism. Reducing the clutter in your life so you can change the world through small, simple works of mindful connection in our communities. It's a little more than a podcast, though. I've got a website, simplelifeworks.com. And I'm going to start speaking on this, doing training, personal coaching. There's a lot more information on my website. And I would encourage anyone to, first of all, subscribe to this podcast. Secondly, subscribe to a newsletter that I have. We send around inspirational readings that I've found, links to new podcast episodes, and opportunities for training, for webinars that are coming up, or in-person classes. And generally trying to create a community around this idea of simplification and connection, because I think we're all better off for it. So I encourage you to, if you like this, share it with your friends. Please reach out and contact me. Please give me feedback. Tell me what you like about what I'm doing, what you don't like about what I'm doing. Even more importantly, let me know if there's any different kinds of information I can bring you that would help you in your own personal journey for simplification. In the newsletter, I'm going to be sharing lots of links. There are people who've been writing about this for a while now that I feel are a lot smarter than me, and I can just be the conduit for connecting you to them. And you can email me at brad.lawless@gmail.com. Or just go to the website, simplelifeworks.com. There's a contact tab. Fill out some info. Let me know what's going on. I will reply to everyone as quickly as I can, because I'm doing this, I mean, to be fair, to help reinforce my own simplification practice. But I'm also, you know, hoping to help some other people along the way. So welcome to my journey. I'm very excited to be doing this, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. And that does it for this episode of the Simple Life Works podcast. I appreciate you spending some of your time with me today, trusting me with that time. I hope you found, at the very least, some tips for simplifying in your life, and maybe a little inspiration as well for your personal journey toward less clutter and better connections with the people in your life. A couple of notes. If you found your way to this podcast through a web link or maybe on Facebook and you like it, please go subscribe. We are hosted on, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, basically anywhere that podcasts can be found. If you have a podcast player that you prefer and we're not on there, please send me a note and I'll be happy to reach out to that service and get us listed for you. Also, go to the website, simplelifeworks.com. I have a weekly newsletter with posts that I've found. I'll let you know every time a new podcast episode comes out in that newsletter. And also, whenever I have speaking engagements or workshops coming up, that if you're interested in that, those will be publicized in that newsletter as well. You can go to simplelifeworks.com, click newsletter in the menu, and subscribe from there. If you would like some personal training, I'm available for that, personal coaching, or if you think your company or team would benefit from a workshop on simplification and minimalism, I would love to come talk or speak to any group you have. Please reach out to me, simplelifeworks.com. Click the contact tab. Let me know what's going on. We will make it happen. That is it for me. Again, I am Brad Lawless. This is Simple Life Works. I wish you well on your journey. Until next week.